Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday right here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fee, you got me, Reggie Atitula, hanging out with you. Hope you're having a wonderful and blessed day. Hope you're also hanging out with us wherever you're going all day Wednesday, as John mentioned earlier in the show. It's important to get the updates that we are going to get today, whether it's about the health and availability of Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce, maybe even on the other side of the coin here, what Justin Jefferson looks like after his leg injury on Sunday. So all those things happening. But also later today, we got our weekly Wednesday giveaway of a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. So you want to make sure that you hang out here for that and just the general fun. Right? Like, there's also that, right?
General fun. And if, by the way, if you win that gift card, you're automatically registered to win a grand prize of a new grill.
Potentially win that.
Yeah, I said you're registered. Yep. So we will see. We will see about that.
Yep. What we will also see about is who y'all think was a player that was a legend, even though they weren't necessarily great, as that is our question of the day. Who were those players for you that were not necessarily great, but still legends in the game?
Like Boban.
Like Boban. Boban Marjanovic, dear Rocket legend at this point. I think we're done seeing him in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah. Now, are we talking about in general or just on our teams?
No. In general? National? Okay. Internationally... Locally, whatever. I do want to play this, though, from Boban. I think this was his last game with the Rockets. It was one of his last games with the Rockets. So they had an incentive like they do with the Clippers. If they hold them under whatever points or whatever it might have been.
I believe it's if the opponent misses two free throws.
That's what it was. Okay.
Then everybody gets some chicken.
Everybody gets some chicken.
Chicken sandwich, chicken, some sort. But I know it's chicken.
So the game was over. Boban goes to the line and takes
because care. Boban's in. Because you know in. The game's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yes, and he takes care of the people.
Eventually, be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Boban's playing with the crowd and said, "You want chicken? Here's your job." Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
He did that on
That sounded like a WWE match.
Exactly.
That was the most excited that dude was.
By God, he's giving him chicken. Chicken. Chicken.
And he was holding his hand up. I got you. I got you. So that's Boban. He's a legend.
Yeah, man.
He wasn't good. It wasn't bad. I mean, but he wasn't. You know, he wasn't a legend. And
I remember the night that the world stopped in 2020. He decided to be a little bit of a legend on the court that one time. But other than that, yeah. Just a legend for being a gentle giant. Yes.
Just a good guy,
right?
Great,
good guy. And state. I think he was in State Farm commercials.
Oh yeah,
State Farm commercials.
Wasn't he in John Wick? He was a bad
guy. He was in John Wick. Yeah.
And they got him out of there quick. But yeah, man. Like, I think what made me think. What I started thinking about after this in trying to find answers to this was like, what then also makes those legends, those kind of, and oftentimes local legends, but I think it's really interesting when you get like the national legends. And one of those is just what feels like a size disparity for personality or what have you.
Yeah.
Because if there is one thing that we as Americans love, is a portly athlete, right?
Oh, that's a good one.
We love the portly athlete. That's so some of the ones that I thought about that maybe not great, but legends, Jared Lorenzen, right? Like the dudes that were like, oh, you should not be able to do that the way that you do it. That's so like, rest in peace, Jared Lorenzen. And then one of my favorites, Bartolo Colon. Although when he was younger,
he was good.
He was really good. But then he became almost a different kind of legend later in his career when he had what I feel like I could only describe as one of the beer belliest of beer bellies. Yeah. And then he was out here pitching and swinging the bat a little bit with that helmet spinning around on the top of his head. Yeah, yeah, that's always what I think about.
I thought of local ones, but this is not necessarily a local topic. It's anybody nationally. another thing that kind of ties in with portly athletes is athletes that are a little bit off-center.
Oh, like, yeah.
A little bit strange.
That is correct.
But lovable. Not strange as an a-hole, but strange as, but lovable.
Oh, but also it's kind of strange.
Some a-hole.
With all due respect, because I don't want to get on the wrong side of this man. Because I also thought about Mad Max.
Mad Max is strange and sometimes lovable, sometimes not.
Exactly. That is one of those legends for sure. Yeah. And I guess I probably don't want to necessarily put it to his ears that I say that he's not necessarily great.
Yeah.
But no, definitely a legend.
713-572-4610. Let me kind of get this thing started. I'm curious on yours, Figgy, as well. So locally, Jose Lima, 100%. Okay. Casa Ole commercials.
Fresh food,
hey, the great line that everybody uses now that he authored, you hang it, they bang it.
I hadn't even thought about dudes that were legends just because of the things that they said.
John Weeks, legend.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gerald Green.
Yep.
And Vontae Leach, the old Texans fullback. And, and by the way, the position you play can make you a legend too. Like we were talking off air, Daryl Moose Johnston.
Yeah. He brought that up, not me. I'm not putting a dollar in front.
No,
that's my responsibility.
He wasn't great. I mean, he had his moments, but he wasn't great. But the dude's a legend.
On the TV and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Some other folks getting involved, Fig. I'm interested in where you go here. Someone mentioned Bill Laimbeer, and yes. Like just the big aggressive dude, also like the jerk as you mentioned, right? A legend in some way. But Bill Laimbeer was tough though. I don't want to forget that
really
he was really good.
Yeah, the ones that come to my mind, like this one, I feel like everybody liked this guy for whatever reason. But Brian Scalabrine.
Oh yeah,
because he's just a redhead. But every time he get in the game, he just get a loud ovation. It's like, man, this dude is sorry, man. But he was just so he's just like a legend wherever he goes. One I'm thinking about personally is Earl Boykins.
Oh
yeah,
because he was 5'5".
That's again the size thing.
Yeah,
he was just balling and just like a local legend too.
One of the things I love about Scal, as you mentioned him though, is he said something that is very very true. Which is that he is closer to LeBron James than he is to us. Which, a great reminder that all those dudes that make it to the league, right? Like, we might be like, oh, this guy's a bum, relatively. We are picking nits when we're talking about the general population.
Yeah.
Right, that guy is a baller, right? Some other ones came up for you at all? And
Seth Payne, somebody said on the text line.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay. Okay.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
That's British Brooks. It's a little early, but okay.
He's a legend already.
Is he a legend already? I don't know about that. But on the text board as well, his nickname was the Victory Cigar, which automatically gives you a head start to legendary status. Chuck Nevitt had a couple.
Oh, a nickname. A good nickname always does help as well.
Yeah. Because he only played with those great Pistons teams when the game was out of hand. Yeah. So they called him the Victory Cigar.
In Cleveland, Dante Jones was that guy. Yeah. Whenever he come in the game, like, uh-oh, Dante Jones in the game, that means it's over.
Yeah.
Like, the white flag is thrown. Somebody on the text line says Zach Greinke.
But he was great.
But I feel like his last year here, though.
Yes.
I felt like he was just like a legend no matter what.
I'm having more fun thinking of the categories because another one that I kind of thought of, because someone mentioned Matt Maloney. I'm like, I don't know if that fits. But that made me think of a couple of players, which was it Steve Novak and then Bob Sura? And Bob Sura came up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I want to make it clear. I'm not trying to be that guy. However,
white shooters, I'll say it.
Yep. Right, like another one of the demographic that is the outlier in some ways in that space. Oh wow, yeah, no, that's we love you.
I'll
right?
say it. I mean, shooter, John Daly, which is an interesting one. Eclectic
weirdo.
At least 2-time major winner, but over the last 15, 20 years, just a legend because of what he is. Smokes. Mm. Eats French fries on the golf course, kind of portly, has the Hooters autograph tent at the Masters every year.
Just wild, wild pants as well.
Yep.
All right, so this one I'm dating myself a little bit, or not, I'm showing my youth, I guess, in some ways. Mm-hmm. I can't really throw Ricky Waters in here as not necessarily great, can I?
No, he was really good.
Yeah, Ricky Waters was really good. But when you talk about like dudes who have said something that's really fun that sticks with you, Ricky Waters is for who, for what, mm-hmm. is one that I like quoting a lot. And so he ends up being a legend for me there. Patrick Beverley comes up a few times.
Man,
and
it's
again,
hot and cold with Patrick.
Yeah. It depends on which team. Is he on your team or the other team in this moment? Because I think that dictates the way.
What about Dante Robinson with the Pay Me Rick?
Yes. Absolutely. No, that people loved that. People loved when he did that, and he owned it, and so that made it even better. That's another part of the category thing. If someone knows who they are and they own it, you know, they're just...
Yeah, or even just having a moment.
Yeah.
Like some type of moment outside of the actual basketball court or field.
Oh, like Matt Barnes? Like where he hopped in the car?
Some people might say that's... Yeah, some people might call him a legend for that. Driving 3 hours to beat up... Who was it? Derek Fisher?
Yes, it was Derek Fisher. For messing with his ex-lady. Which is not your lady no more, but no. Still.
From the 936, appreciate you texting this because we hadn't thought of it or said it. Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah, he is
a legend.
He was the first overall bust, but nah, he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's fun, right? Just one salute to Boban Marjanovic as he continues in his life outside of NBA basketball. But yeah, it is fun to... We started delving into just kind of name a player, which is always a fun thing to do. But it's fun to kind of look at some of the guys and appreciate the guys that maybe weren't great necessarily on the field of play, but ended up being well regarded, respected, and loved as legends in other ways.
Is Lovie Smith a Houston legend?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think we're making
that
it.
That might be a little...
It might be a stretch.
Might be a little ambitious, yeah. Might be a little ambitious.
Oh, we did met that. This is another category that I completely forgot, which is Legends at the Bank. Shout out to the 713 mentioning Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Every July 29th or something like that?
What is...
Gets a million.
July
Bobby 20, Bo Day?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Gets a million plus every year until...
He's not even the one that has like that's getting the most money on these deferred payments, but the fact that it happens so consistently forever is very fun about that. So yeah, man, shout out to all the folks out there. Ricky Bobby came in. All right, we're going fictional characters now. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here in the Loop
July
Sports
1st.
Radio 610. There we go. July 1st.
Yeah, get a million plus every July 1st for the rest of your life.
Man. I'll take that deal.
Yeah,
I personally would take that deal. We're not doing Notorious there, 832. A man who's definitely not Notorious is our guy, Adam Spillane. He's our Astros insider. He joins us next to break down the game that was last night in San Diego, because that was a doozy. Let's make head and tails of it next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.